ladies and gentlemen. Are we ready?
Yes!
Okay. We'll put it right here. Okay. So, I want to know what is horizontal and what is vertical. On your whiteboards, draw me a horizontal line. Go. I want to see one horizontal line. Show me horizontal. What is horizontal? What is a horizontal line? 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Miss Moore is going to draw one on the board for you. Okay, so horizontal looks like this. Ready? It goes from left to right. If you think of horizontal, it's spelled like this, H-O-R-I-Z-O-N-T-A-L. It's like the horizon of the sun coming up, okay? The sun doesn't come up like this, does it?
No.
The sun rises like that. So when I was in school, my teacher taught me that horizontal means horizon. So when you're looking at the horizon of the sun, it is going up like this. Now, vertical, if you're standing, please stand up. Yep. If you're standing vertically from top to bottom. So touch the top of your head, touch the bottom of your feet, say vertical, vertical, vertical. Do it again, last time. Vertical, vertical, vertical. Now stick your arms out like this, don't hit your neighbor. Say
horizontal.
Horizontal, horizontal, horizontal. So if you're standing straight, what are you?
Vertical.
Vertical. And if you're standing, if you're laying in bed, what are you doing?
Horizontal.
Horizontal. Excellent. So right now, as soon as I give this, you are going to. You have 15 circles. So draw 15 circles at the top of your whiteboard. 15 circles. So I'm drawing mine. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Now, you're going to take those 15 circles and divide them equally. You are going to take these 15 circles and divide them equally. So what does equally mean? Christian.
It means there's the same amount in each group.
That there's the same amount in each group. So if I take mine and I say, okay, I'm going to put 7 here. I'm going to put 8 over here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Is that equally?
No.
So as you separate them, Miss Moore wants you to do it horizontally. So I want to see your rows horizontally, and I want to see your columns vertically, like we did yesterday as you're separating them. I want to see one horizontal breakdown and one vertical breakdown. I'm not going to call those horizontal and vertical. I'm going to say I want to see rows and columns. So this is a row, R-O-W. This is a column, C-O-L-U-M-N. I'm not saying horizontal and vertical anymore. You need to remember the word. On your test, it says horizontal and vertical lines. It also is going to say row and column. On your whiteboards, I should see two examples. One vertical or one column and one horizontal, one row. Any questions? All right. It's 1:04. I'm going to give you 1 minute to do both. 30 seconds for each. Go. Yeah.
But what?
Okay. Wait. Math journal then. Go ahead. That's what you're doing. Split it up. Splitting it up. You're breaking it down. Break it down. Good. Don't forget that your columns are. Excuse me. I like the rows. Assistant today. All right. I think I like that. Alrighty. Miguel, can you come do this one for me? You'll find out before you go home.
Is repeat the promises every Wednesday?
No, it's every 1 month in the Wednesday.
In my life. Excuse me.
Put that desk behind you backwards.
It's good.
Yeah, much better. So, while Miguel is solving that, go ahead. What are we learning right now? We are learning how to what? What are we learning? What are we learning, Abby?
We are learning.
Multiplication. Okay? So I'm going to ask you again. What are we learning?
Multiplication.
No, that is not what we are learning. We are learning how to make an array. What are we learning?
Array.
Let's try it again. We're not just learning an array. We're learning how to make an array. So let's try it again. What are we learning? So if someone comes in and says, Jonathan Pitts, what are you learning today? That's all you're going to say. That's a big X from Ms. Moore. You know that, right? X. What are we learning?
We're learning to make an array.
Excellent. What are we learning?
We're learning how to make an array.
We're learning how to make an array. And why is it important to make an array? Carla? It's to help you understand multiplication. So, we're learning an array to help us how to what? To help us understand multiplication. Why is this important? Why is all this important? Why is all this important? Why is this all important? Under.
You're like, it's like a real big gun. You have to just count like the dots one by one, but you can kind of like.
Okay. Why is this important? Why is multiplication faster than addition? Let's think about that. Why is multiplication faster than addition? Is it easier to go 5 times 3, or is it easier to go 5 plus 5 plus 5? Think about that. Why do you need to learn multiplication? Think about that. Why do you need to learn multiplication, Abby?
We need to learn multiplication because it can... Because when you grow up, you'll need to use multiplication with anything that you need to use. Because if you don't know multiplication, you won't know what to do when you come to assist a thing that's hard that you need to use in multiplication with.
Okay, Jaden, what do you think? Multiplication because it is a more quicker and efficient way to do math. When we can do 5 times 3, which is 5 groups of 3, that is easier than going 5 plus 5 plus 5. Because once you know your multiplication facts, if I did this 5 times 3, 15. That's faster than me going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Do you see the difference? I gave this answer in 1 second rather than 10 seconds. So do we see that? Okay, so again, what are we learning right now?
Multiplication.
Tell me.
Making an array.
How to make an array, and why is this important?
For you to know division.
No.
Multiplication.
Well, it goes from both. We can say division and multiplication. Because what you just did was division. So, if I say I have 15 circles and I want you to break them into 3 equal groups, that's division. You're taking something and dividing it up. Multiplication would be saying I have 5 groups of 3. 5. What is the answer? All right. Ready for the next one?
Yes.
Let's look at Miguel's real fast. So, Miguel did these. He did my columns. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And as we know, 5 plus 5 plus 5, or 5 times 3 equals what class?
15.
Oh, let's try it again. 5 times 3 or 5 plus 5 plus 5 equals... Thank you. So, we know that equals 15. So, then Miguel, divide that equally.
Yes.
Let's give him a sparkle.
Oh my.
Excellent. Oh.
What do I keep forgetting?
Then, let's look at this. He split them into some rows. Let's see if he got the same. Oh, it's okay. All right. He did his rows. 5, 5, and 5. And that made it what? 15.
I got the
answer
wrong.
Yeah. Okay. Ready for our next one? Erase. And I take your marker away. Get out your notebook. Thumbs up when you're ready. You should already have had that out of your notebook.
Math note.
This time you're going to write a number sentence to go along with this. Got it? Alright, this time you're going to draw an array again. If I want to make an array of 4 columns of 2, so can we walk this through together with each other?
Yes.
I want to make an array with 4 columns of 2. First of all, what is that asking me to do?
Four
columns of 2. So, first of all, let's think about this. Say think. Let's think about this. Ready? We're going to think. It's telling me I need 4 columns. I'm going to write the word. 4 columns.
We need to write that?
No. 4 columns of how many?
2.
So, how many columns, or do I need to draw rows? What is this question asking? Let's think about this. We're gonna take a second and think. Use that big brain you got. Four columns of two. I need to think about this because, you know, it's kind of difficult and it's more, oh, her brain kind of hurts. So, Sabrina, can you do my thinking for me? What is the first thing I need to do? What does it tell me? I need four columns of two. So, so what should I do first? I want to draw those lines like I did, but I don't know which one to draw. I don't know if I should draw this one that looks like a horizon, or if I should draw this one that looks like a person standing up. Which one do I draw?
A row.
A row. Is row the same as columns? What do you think? Is a row the same as columns? Look at it. Here's a row. Here's a column. Are they the same?
Yes.
No, they are not the same. Rows go horizontal and columns go vertical. So which one of these do I need to draw? Look at the word. Four columns, just because it has an S, columns of two. Which one do I need to draw? Columns. And how many columns do I need to draw? Four. Let's draw four columns. Ready? One, two, three, four. Do I have four columns?
Yep.
Yes. Jaden, how many do I need in each column?
Four.
Are you sure?
Two.
It says four columns. I got my four columns.
Two.
So, let's now put two in each one. Let's go. One, two, one, two, one, two, one, and two. Thumbs up when you're ready. Ali, you're going to come down and we can get to work. Yeah. You didn't make a good choice with your marker, so now you're using your journal.
I'm using my journal.
Alrighty, so I have four columns. Let's count. Column one, column two, column three, column four. And how many are in each column? One, two. One, two, one, two, one, two. Excellent. So we have our four columns. Check. Of two. Check. Write me a repeated addition sentence. Go.
Do you have to do the check for two?
No. Write me a repeated addition sentence.
Wait, does it times?
Nope. Repeated addition. Write me a repeated addition. Write me a repeated addition. If you're all fancy and you want to be fancy, write me a multiplication problem for this. If you think you're red. There's two multiplication problems for this.
Yep.
See if you can think of them. There's also two repeated additions. See if you can think.
What?
I'm weird. That's not nice.
Sorry, really, that's actually.
Some people take that as.
All right, Edwin. You're gonna write me one over here. Let me get a. Alright, let's erase this so you can be my one up here. Mikhail, you're writing this one. Evelyn, you're writing one on this side. Yeah.
Are we erasing this one? Are we erasing?
Ready! Go! Bring me a repeated addition. Go! 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 Let's see. Okay, you can write a multiplication problem. You can write a multiplication problem. mark us down, gentlemen. Thank you. Excellent job. So, Jaden, what did Mikkel do? And is he correct?
Yeah.
Yes, because we know that there are two in each column, and how many columns do we have?
Four.
Excellent. Evan, what did Edwin do?
Edwin did...
What did Edwin do?
Repeated addition.
He did repeated addition, but for what?
For two, isn't it?
Just tell me the problem he wrote.
The problem he wrote was 2 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2, and then he did equals 8.
Excellent. That is correct as well. Great job, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for us to go to computers. Then we will finish this up when we come back.
Can we erase our whiteboard?